This is a repeat of the new Q&A 302, Unfamiliar, Growing High. This time we're going to dictate it at 225 words per minute. The preview words, ramifications, hermetically sealed, halide grow lights, isopropyl alcohol, percolation, Coleman stove, and O-house scale. Let's begin at 225.
Now, in your calculation here, what would be the value of a crop that would come out of this type of operation?
I can give you two sets of calculations based on 112 plants, and then for 60 plants if we were to eliminate the males, whichever you prefer.
Okay, perhaps you could give it in the larger quantity, and then we can make the division in order to come up with the alternate figures.
If you were to receive approximately 3 ounces per plant of the 112, you would have approximately 21 pounds of dry product. And if you were to take a median price of, say, $2,600 per pound, your value would be approximately $54,600.
Now, if one had sexed the plants out, I assume those figures would be one half. Is that correct?
That's correct. If you took 60 plants at 3 ounces a plant, you would have approximately 11 and a quarter pounds of product. If you received 6 ounces of product from each of the 60 plants, you would have approximately 22 pounds of resale product.
At the time of this offense, was there any shortage of cannabis marijuana availability on the streets?
In my opinion, no.
If we could deal perhaps just with the lower figures that we have, Constable, and going on one half of the plants, how long would that supply of marijuana last an individual?
If an individual was a very heavy user, in my experience, a very heavy user could use approximately half an ounce of marijuana a day. That would be almost continual smoking. Again, giving you two sets of figures at the 3 ounce per plant figure, you would have approximately 180 ounces or 360 days of continual smoking. If we were to take the 6 ounce per plant figure, you would have 360 ounces of product or 720 days of continual smoking.
This is using half the plants?
That's using 60 plants.
Now you say continual smoking. What do you mean by that?
That would mean almost waking up at 8 in the morning and continually smoking marijuana until 10 or 11 o'clock in the evening.
Which means?
Chain smoking.
Which wouldn't be consistent with somebody who is employed or working.
Basically, they would be non-functional at that point.
How about the storing of cannabis marijuana? What are the ramifications?
Ideally, it should be stored in a cool, dry area that has restricted light and, if possible, hermetically sealed or all the air removed from the package that the marijuana is kept in. If that is done properly, one could expect to have at least a 6-month lifespan of the product. If I can qualify that, at 6 months, the THC level is still quite high. I don't know at what point it starts dropping off when stored properly.
Before you move on to that, given the quantity of marijuana that you've described, in your opinion, would you consider that to be consistent with personal use by one person?
I would deem it to be consistent with a commercial venture or for resale.
Would your opinion change if there were two people involved instead of one?
Again, it would be very difficult for two people to consume that quantity of marijuana in a reasonable amount of time.
The people having this sort of grow operation, would they be able to grow additional crops?
They would need additional room. However, there would be nothing to stop them from, once these plants are transplanted, to be germinating additional plants.
So how many crops per year could a person expect to take off with the sort of operation we have here?
I don't think it is an unreasonable inference to expect that this equipment might be used on more than one occasion. It wouldn't be unreasonable to say 3 crops per year. Now, I will qualify that by saying the halide grow lights have a lifespan of a limited number of hours, at which point they would have to be replaced. But aside from that, everything is reusable almost indefinitely.
Now, you mentioned that only portions of the plant might be sold. What would be done with the remainder of the plants, and what constitutes the remainder of the plants?
The remainder of the plant would be the stalks, stems, seeds, and tertiary leaves, which generally are not used. They tend to be thrown away or used for other purposes, in some cases to make weed oil.
And how does one manufacture what you describe as weed oil?
It's a process that I have seen which is not unlike a coffee percolation. The remainder of the plant is ground up and placed into an organic solvent such as isopropyl alcohol. It is allowed to sit for a period of time. Then the isopropyl alcohol is heated off and the remaining substance is filtered, leaving you with a thick, tarry substance which is placed in some vials and sold as weed oil.
Is that weed oil terminology for cannabis resin?
Yes.
Now, Exhibit E is a jar that appears to contain some filters and material. I wonder if you could comment on that, please.
They would be the type of filters that could be used to drain the product off, being just a commercially available coffee filter. The jar itself appears to have marijuana product in the bottom of it that is relatively finely ground, which would be consistent with the state that it is in while sitting in the alcohol prior to filtering.
There is also mentioned that in the area of these items, there was a Coleman stove seized. Could that play a part in this operation?
In conjunction with a pot of some kind, that would be ideal to maintain a slow, steady heat to burn off or evaporate the alcohol.
On the evidence before you, do you find the evidence to be consistent with the manufacture of cannabis resin from cannabis marijuana?
There is no finished product, nor is there a start product. However, it appears that the middle is here, or the remains of a previous attempt, at least, to produce cannabis resin.
There is a set of scales before you which have been marked as an exhibit in these proceedings. Could you please provide your comments on those?
It is a standard OHAU scale, which is not uncommon in most any kind of a drug transaction. It is preferred because it is a very accurate scale, and if an individual is repackaging it and wants to be consistent in his repackaging, a scale like this would be used.
Would the presence of these scales be consistent with personal use?
Generally, if a person is using it for his own use, he would not be too concerned as to the weight. He would just take a handful or however much of the product he wanted. If he was reselling it, he would want to be bang on his weight so that he is not, first of all, shortchanging himself or having an upset customer that got shortchanged.
Constable, there were a number of fans that were seized near the grow operation, as well as some tubing that appeared to be of a size that would fit on a vent to the exterior. Could you please explain that function in the grow operation?
While the plants are growing, to keep them healthy and in the best shape, they require the movement of air. If you're in a closed room with no air movement whatsoever, it does restrict and retard the growth of the plant. So constant fresh air is very desirable.
Having regard to all of the evidence that's been considered, do you find that the possession of the cannabis marijuana in these circumstances is consistent with personal use?
In my experience, I would have to say it would be unreasonable for me to believe that one person could use this product in this quantity. It is my opinion that it would be for resale or redistribution.
Thank you, Constable. Please answer the questions of my learned friend in cross-examination.
I'd be pleased to do so. If you want to challenge this test at higher speeds, please use your Windows Media Player. 10% increase, you'll be at right around the 250 mark. At 15%, probably 260 or so. Bye for now.